inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile.
Maybe time to do a little mid-season harvesting, and that's this week's topic in Garden Talk. Weekly feature here on KTO, and with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Oh, so we had a little bit of sun here, so things are starting to really grow, huh?
Well, 84 degrees for me in the shade on Sunday. It definitely makes stuff grow, although it slows me down personally.
So what are some of the things that we should probably be picking right now, or at least checking?
Garlic harvest is normally around the 1st of August. But I've been noticing my own. Again, everything here is 2 weeks or more early. So I've been checking. I have watching my garlic after I left a few topscapes on the plants, which are an indicator of timing for harvest. They start out being curly, one or two curls, and then gradually as the garlic matures, they uncurl. If they get to be fully uncurled so they're pointing straight up again, that is an indication of harvest time. Looking at the bottom leaves, the lower three or four leaves, when they turn yellow, that is another indication of harvest time. And, well, last year, of course, we had rain, and more rain. The concern there is moist soil causes the skins on the garlic bulb to rot away. Well, we want, when we harvest, to have two or three complete covering skins on those bulbs so they will keep longer. And if they're gone, I mean, last year I was digging up essentially naked garlic bulbs. So those have to be used right away because they will dry out in curing, and or are very, those that are too wet, actually I lost a lot to rot last year. This year's looking good. I suspect the garlic harvest may very well be 2 weeks early. So folks should look at theirs, see what they're doing, dig up a few, and eat some more fresh garlic.
It sounds like you weren't too happy about losing that crop of garlic last year.
No, that was, you know, we had great hopes of having a lot more to replant also, and, you know, both for sale and for replanting. So that cut in considerably into our the size of what we could have to grow. This year, everything looks really good, and assuming that we get the nice balance of sun and rain, I mean, commercially, they say, like down south, you know, stop watering your garlic a month before harvest. Here, we're at the mercy of Mother Nature. You know, I don't have this covered up with big greenhouses or anything like that. So less rain is better at this point. We don't need, the garlic doesn't need any more rain at any rate.
You just pull them up by the neck, or you kind of do the potato method and reach in and pull them out easy?
Yeah, depends on how loose your soil is. If they are too well anchored, I mean, they've got a good root system underneath them. I usually use a digging fork to get in underneath to loosen the soil to get them up, because otherwise you may pull out the hard stem from the center of the bulb if they're still well anchored. So, yeah, go in there and loosen things up and get them out that way. And then move on, you know, the harvesting of all our greens. I've seen lettuce bolting in folks' gardens if it was early planted. I've even had some Swiss chard bolting here. So, again, get those out of the ground because once they go to bolt, their flavor isn't as good. With lettuce, it gets more bitter, unless, of course, you like bitter lettuce on your salads. But get those out, and anything else that's going to seed, get them out of the ground. And plant more. I mean, the greens can be planted right now. I've got newly planted kale, and we can keep planting that. It's just about time to start planting spinach again and radishes again for fall harvest.
Okay. So, and if we plant them now, do we have to worry about that second crop bolting later on, or is it already passed?
Usually not, because the normal reason for the bolting is, well, they're even before they get mature, some of those are very daylight sensitive, day length sensitive. So now that our days are getting shorter, we should have less of an issue with that, particularly for spinach, which is normally a very early spring crop. So as the days are getting shorter, the plants are growing nicely, but then they just don't get that signal that they have to bolt to, well, to mature, to reproduce. That is the reason why they are doing what they're doing.
Now, we've had a spot of rain, but should we still continue to be watering our garden and keeping everything nice and moist?
We need to be catching. Ideally, we would get consistent moisture. That's what we want. And for something like potatoes, that's important, too. And for, well, cabbages is another one. That if we get a long spell of dry and then it suddenly rains, if cabbages are nearly mature, they may actually explode, you know, suddenly taking in so much moisture that they can't grow fast enough or use it quickly enough. And with potatoes, again, there we may get something called hollow heart or cracking, where they have slowed down and they suddenly put on a spurt of growth. So again, keeping consistent moisture is really the key, you know. Put your fingers in the soil. See how moist it is.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO.